USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The House Democrats' top investigators on Saturday asked the director of National Intelligence to conduct a review and damage assessment of the boxes of highly classified information seized by the FBI this week from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The letter was sent to National Intelligence Director April Haynes by House Oversight Chairwoman Carolyn B. Maloney and House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Adam B. Schiff, and cites the search warrant cataloging the classified documents of various levels of sensitivity found at Mar-a-Lago. Thousands of dollars raised online for the family of a taxi driver killed in New York City Saturday. Police say the 52-year-old driver died after he fell and struck his head while chasing after passengers who refused to pay their fare in Queens. The cab driver, identified as Kutan Jima, left behind a wife and four young kids. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Author Salman Rushdie has been taken off of a ventilator and is able to talk after being stabbed as he prepared to give a lecture on Friday. Author Wajahat Ali spoke at the same venue 2 weeks prior to Rushdie. He says while this man attacked Rushdie, there is currently an assault on free thinking underway.
As a writer, you stand in solidarity with your fellow writers because this can very quickly turn on you, and there is an attack on writers, an attack on scholars, an attack on academics, an attack on books right now. There's book bans.
The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Representative Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, was on CBS Face the Nation and says he's concerned about the lack of security these documents had.
If the Trump people represented that they provided all the classified or national security information and didn't, that's a serious problem.
This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
A man is in custody after firing his gun at Canberra Airport in the Australian capital city. Police Detective Dave Kraft says the shooting happened in the departures area.
Sat in one of the areas adjacent to the glass windows. After approximately 5 minutes, this male has removed a firearm from his possession and let off approximately 5 rounds.
There were no reported injuries. An historic discovery in the Atlantic.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The president of the NFL Players Association blasted the conditions at Soldier Field on Saturday, and he didn't exactly get an argument from the Chicago Bears or the Kansas City Chiefs after their preseason game. Union President J.C. Treader tweeted the field was not up to NFL standards. He said, we need new testing metrics, looking at the performance and safety of every field. The NFL can and should do better. This is USA Radio News.